Blog Talk Radio.
I'll take my time.
know you open up, and I won't stop until you scream you had enough. Now that I got you right just where I want you, I won't waste your time, I'ma do what I'm supposed to do.
almost missed my flight today. I look good even though I feel shitty. I just got back out this way. You already got plans for the city. Call them off, cause you call them off for me. You're always going on and on. Got it all, ask me why I never leave. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side, boo. Call my homegirl, tell your best friend you can slide through. On the low, a remote location. I don't want to see me getting faded. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a tight coat. It won't fail, cause they tryna live their best lives too. On the low, on my own, I'll be waiting. Hit me on the phone, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah. Looking at you cry, go crazy. If I could, I would take the pain away. I don't see that smile I made. You already make plans that ain't with me. Trying hard, I've been trying hard to breathe. Inhale, exhale, you expel what you've been doing to me. Fighting it off, you've been fighting me off for weeks. Don't leave, cause I need ya. But you should come through tonight. Chillin' on the west side, boy. Call my homegirl, tell your best friend you can slide through. On the low, I'm on location. I don't want to see me get mad. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a tackle. They won't fail, cause they tryna live their best lives too. On the low, on my own, I'll be waiting. Hit me on the phone, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah. I ain't really tryna spend no time if you ask me, I'm feeling. I say yes to going out tonight. Oh, I ain't did that in a minute. Call it off, I'm gonna call it off for you. You're always going on and on. Ask me why, oh, why I'm not with you. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side, boo. Call my homegirl, tell your best friend.
Oh, yes, that's your spot. Good evening, good evening, good evening. And you know what? Diva, you go ahead. You got this tonight. But I'm going to do the introduction. I'm a little off today, ladies and gentlemen. I have got some things going on. But
I am
your co-host tonight, La Pearl La Negra, yes. And I'm riding side saddle with my diva who's hosting, Ms. VIP. Hey, Diva.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, Diva. I'm good.
All right. That's what's up. I'm a little tired.
You doing, man?
Yeah. I'm hanging. I'm doing. Ladies and gentlemen, this the Erotic Love Zone, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Levi, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Oh, absolutely, all the time.
I know that's right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, y'all, you press that one and engage us. We won't bite you unless you want us to. Now, before I continue on, I have to give a big shout-out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of Raw Links, and you can acquire those beautiful, beautiful gems, the precious gems and metals and even woods to adorn your body with over there at Raw Links, BRAW, at Facebook.com and on Amazon. And if you can't get them there or there, just holler at one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get through to get your Raw Links. These pieces of jewelry hold very, very good energy. Very good energy. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, you will be a satisfied customer. Once you get your Raw Links, honey, trust me, you are hooked. And I'm speaking from experience. Adiva.
Yeah.
Eva, this topic tonight, you got some bedtime stories going on? Is that what it is?
Mm. Well, you know, I figure, you know, we end at 11 o'clock, so, or whatever time, but I was just thinking about giving our audience some bedtime stories to listen to if they can sleep afterwards. So, you know, think it was a good idea, maybe.
Oh, I think it was a great idea. I do.
Yeah. I love telling stories and poetry.
Oh, I do too. I absolutely do. And, you know, we all have pillow talk. Well, those of us that have someone, unfortunately, I just give my pillow head. I just lay down and be like, you know. But for those that have a bed partner or, you know, somebody to spend the night with, I'm pretty sure they have a pillow talk, which can turn into a bedtime story. Depends.
Mm-hmm.
It depends. I know I would have plenty of them if I chose to allow somebody in, but I haven't done that. Not in a long time, but yeah, now. I can tell a hell of a story, though.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying.
You're live protected.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, Diva, would you like to kick it off? And give us a bedtime story.
Sure. I would love to.
All right. Well, I'm going to stand back and put you in the spotlight. Mm-hmm. Whenever you're ready, mic is yours.
Thank you. I was lying in my bed, naked as usual, letting the warm air dry my body after a good shower. Suddenly, I hear sounds of lovemaking. The couple next door were getting it on, and I couldn't help but touch my passion flower as their sex sounds got louder. My lips got engorged. My nut became slick as I heard her scream for more and more of his dick. The more they made love, I yearned for my man, because no toy or my fingers could do it any better than he could. Yet I needed to finish. As I heard them climax, the sounds diminished and I hit my peak. Wow. My orgasm hit so quick, I kept gasping and couldn't speak. I began to get sleepy. I turned the light off. On my way to sleep, I heard the key unlock the door. It was my man. He came in and said hi to me, kissed me softly. He went to take a shower. My body began to tingle because I knew our juices were about to mingle. And I knew I'd get no sleep this night. The chances he was too tired or slight. He found me ready, held me steady, and took us to Loveland. I climaxed and he soon followed. And I thought about the couple next door, how they may have listened. I groaned as my lover fingered me. He pulled out, and man, his fingers glistened. He put them to my lips, and I tongued them clean. Oh, I love my flavor. His, too, is one I savor. None of us got sleep that night, and you know what? That was all right. And that's that piece.
I bet it was all right. You love your own favorite girl. Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that now. I like that piece.
Well, thank you,
Diva. Bedtime stories. Oh, my goodness.
Now, you know what, Diva?
What?
It is time for you to stand in the spotlight now. So I'm going to step aside and give you the mic whenever you're ready.
Ooh.
It's yours.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now, I've been working on a little something. So I ain't going to tell you exactly what it is, but I'm going to give you some pieces of what I've been working on. I can't give them all to you because there's still more to come, but I'm going to start you off with, I call this intentional desires of forbidden love. And this is part one. She sits alone in her disappointment in him once again. He approaches, hand extended with an offer to dance. Nodding yes, she makes eye contact, accepting his hand and he leads her to an empty space on the floor. Eyes locked, bodies close, rhythmically swaying in tune, his hand placed perfectly on the small of her back, immediately brought down her wetness. The light scent of her longing enters his nasal passages and he presses against her, pelvis to pelvis. She inhales quickly, deeply, almost saying his name. His mouth waters as he tries to calm heavy breathing while his hands traces a spine up under the cover of the fall of her locks to the back of her neck, gently gripping it. Just then, she breaks eye contact closing hers, leaning her face into his, leaning in to place her face against his, releasing a soft moan. He places a soft kiss on her neck and whispers in her ear, "I can tell by her dance. He doesn't taste you, but I want to drink you deep." And that's that piece. I'll come back a little bit later with part two.
Girl. Imagery tonight, and maybe that's it. Or I haven't had enough sleep, and my imagination is going buck wild. Okay.
Let it go. Let it go.
That was exciting and delicious and delectable all at the same time.
Thank you.
So, Diva, who do we have on the mic tonight? Shall we open up the mic?
Yes, we shall. And I believe this is our Canadian connection. Is this a diva, Lady A, we have on the mic?
It is. It is indeed.
Hey.
How are you?
How you doing?
How are you?
Hey.
How are you,
Lady A? Girls are so bad. Holy cow.
I know you just ain't talking.
Pretty fierce stuff. Wowza. I was just sort of opened, like called in. I was kicking back, listening to the music, and then everything hit me right in the face. Holy guacamole.
Well, we know you can do it too, Lady A.
I brought something in French. And and then I have the English version. It's not a real long poem, but I can read the English version after if you like. But I think the French language is very, very sultry and sexy. So
I'm still studying. Yes. Is this would you consider to be part of a bedtime story, or could it be a bedtime story?
It could be a bedtime story. And if you know, it's a romantic piece, but you can let your imagination run wild as I spit it out en français. So it's
Hey, Lady A, before you get started, how do you say the mic is yours in French?
Well, mic would be pretty much the same. Le mic est vous, is yours, yes, et vous. Let me just look that up to make sure, but the mic would be the same thing. Just hang on a second, I'm going to translate it. English to French. Oh, come on now. The mic is yours. Okay. Le micro. Micro est à toi. L-E-M-I. R-O, micro,
micro,
E-S-T, and the next word is A, just A with a E-Q, and then toi is T-O-I. Le micro est à toi.
Micro est à toi.
Micro.
Micro.
M-I-C-R-O. Micro.
Okay, micro. Micro. Say the last part again.
Toi.
Okay.
So my poem. If you know, it's I can help with the. I'm not fluent in French, but I know enough, you know, to get by kind of thing.
Okay.
So if you need anything else, it is a beautiful language. Spanish is beautiful too, I find. But this poem I wrote 4 years ago, and it's called The Colors of Love.
Mm. Well, I can't remember what you just said.
I'll send it to you so you can read it. It's be easier to do it that way.
All right. Okay.
So, le micro est moi? Et moi?
Oui. Oui.
Okay.
Oui.
Oui. Okay. Rouge, la couleur de ton amour, étant toujours étant pour moi, comme les feux de soie, l'amour me couvre, allume les flammes. Le disait, innocence blanche offert, un cadeau d'amour d'il et d'elle. Le corps, l'esprit et l'âme sont amoureux. Des mystères violettes, aspirations, besoins sans motif, pour le toucher fébrile, manquer les doigts dans ma peau. Les seins de la couleur, vu son goût et touché, mystère qui se déroule, corps cédant, amour s'affine. Now read the English. Did you want to say anything about that?
No, we're ready for the
See, I'm up here talking on mute, girl. Gone. I'll ask you questions afterwards. All I can say is that French just sounds. Ooh, child, you're getting me worked up. I'm taking my shower after the show anyway.
This is what it says in English. It says, red, the color of your love, reaching, always reaching for me. The sheets of silk, love covers me, ignites flames long dormant. Lavender's passion awakens desire. White innocence offers a gift of love to him from her, body, mind, and soul enamored. Deep purple mysteries create desire for fevered touch. Branding his fingers in my skin. Colors, senses, sight, sound, taste, and touch. Mysteries unfolding, bodies yielding, love unending.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm. Damn, even the English version sounds beautiful.
I know, right? Yeah,
damn,
very
you know
beautiful.
What? Be prepared for me to start contacting you a little bit more, Lady A, because I got to learn this language. It's just so I can just turn my cell phone, because it just sounds good.
Even if you're able to throw a few lines into your poem, that's really, it's a hard language, a very hard language to learn, but it's a beautiful language for sure.
It is. It is, and I am definitely going to learn. I learned a couple of words from some songs, but these words are magic. I don't even know how to say a little bit.
Yeah, the Moulin Rouge song has that nice line in it.
I ain't selling nothing, okay? I ain't on no corner selling nothing. There with them ladies out there. Yeah, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I ain't standing on no corner selling nothing. But what was it? It was a line in a song called Montreal by The Weeknd. I don't know if y'all know it, but he says, wait a minute today. Laisse tomber les filets. I think that's what it's something about leaving the girls alone, or it's going to come back to you, something like that. I got to hear the song again, and then I can say it you know, I can speak it. Because he says he has a couple along. The Weeknd. It's the song is called Montreal. He's from Canada, but he speaks he speaks fluent French.
And what's the word that you, which is the line that you were looking at?
He said, you want to make me say it because I said, laissez tomber les filets. Wait a minute. What's he said? Un jour, qu'on laissera, something like that. It's something about leaving
the family. Un jour, c'est toi qu'on laissera. That's, and then the laissez tomber les filles. The L-L-E-S is either, it's like the L's are almost silent. It's F-I-L-L-E-S means women or girl, my girl, or the girls, or your daughter, you would say ma fille, but the L's are silent. And let's see.
But he pronounces that in the song. He says les filets.
Oh, really?
He just says
he's not saying it right then. Wow.
Yeah, boy, don't get me to lie. I don't know. I'm just repeating what I heard.
Laissez means, because he's saying, girl, you could have had me doing anything you pleased. When he's saying fee, it means he's interpreting it as girl, because it can be used in different contexts. And that's what he's saying, girl, you could have me doing anything you pleased.
Right. Exactly. I love that song.
And, laissez tomber les filles, if we just went on. And if, that's repeated, if we just went on, if we just went on. It's, it's a beautiful, language. And if you, when you have a French person who's, and there's different dialects of French. When you, when where I live, they have in southern New Brunswick, it's very harsh. It's a very harsh accent. But the more north you go, that it's softer. It's more beautiful. And then you have from Montreal, Quebec, which is different again. And then France is again different from them. So you have people that say. I had this guy, I lived in an apartment with a friend of mine. I was 18, I think. And this guy was from, I think he was from Libya. Anyway, he could speak French. He was studying in Moncton. And he would come and knock on my door every night. And he would say, come and sleep with me tonight.
And he said in French?
No, he said it in English. I was saying, like, their accents, when they speak English, is just as sexy. You know, come sleep with me tonight. And it's just a really pretty language.
Can you say that in French? Can you say it in French for come sleep with me tonight? I want to hear that.
Viens dormir avec moi.
It just, all of it sounds good. I don't care what you say. It all sounds good. Cause you can't help but, like, you get very relaxed. You fall into it when you hear it being spoken. It's like, it sounds so good. But thank you. I am going to get you to help me with my lessons, because I'm more of a hands-on. I learn a little bit better when someone is actually showing me rather than me researching it myself. So
yeah, here's a line that would be easy for you to learn too when you talk to somebody and tell them that you love them, and you'll say je t'aime mon cher, je t'aime beaucoup, means I love you. I love when they say when you love
you,
je t'aime.
Oh, okay.
Or you could say, I have this written in another poem, actually. I'm reading from it. It's, mon esprit est votre esprit, esprit mon cœur est votre cœur. my spirit is your spirit. My heart is your heart.
Oh. Now you see that's my lane right there. Oh yes, I love all of that.
Well, I can help you with a little bit of it. Like I said, I'm not fluent, but I can make myself understood, and I understand way more than I can speak.
You know more than I do. You know exactly more than I do. Okay. But I'm going to let you go on over there to the Love Lounge. Grab yourself a
Alrighty.
Drink.
Alright.
Thank you for coming through with that beautiful French and English piece. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
And no more for...
Oops. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Come back. What were you saying?
One love, one mic is micro. Wait now. One love would be I had it. No, I've lost it. Hang on. Un amour et un micro.
I'll have to practice before I can let it flow. But I'm getting it together. Oh, wait. What else do I know? I know how to, I think you say thank you very much. Merci beaucoup. That's
merci
it.
Beaucoup. Wait.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say bienvenue. You're welcome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, darling. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup. I'm going to send you on over there. Grab yourself a drink.
Right.
Sit back. Put your feet up and take your socks off. Baby,
thank
baby.
You.
Right. I'm going to learn me some. I can stand in the mirror talking best to myself. Like,
oh, my goodness.
You know I ain't got no sense. But let me see. I think we need to do a station identification real quick. And I got it. Let me see. Which one am I doing? I think I'll play this one. Right here. Hopefully it'll play. Welcome back, everyone. I am here assisting my lovely, sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. And this is the Erotic Lifestyle. Yes. You are listening to Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, press that 1. We are doing bedtime stories tonight. Yes. I don't know, that French just done did something to me, but let me see if I can get into the part 2 of my
All right.
bedtime. You ready, Diva?
We are ready. Absolutely.
Okay. Another deep inhale taken by her, this time weakening her at the knees and causing pulsations and throbbing deep within from his deep-voiced whispers in her ear. And he can feel her desire growing. She licks her lips but pulls away, leaving him standing alone,
now afraid this could go further. Though she hadn't been touched in months by her man, her loyalty remained true to him. Swiftly turning from him, running out the first door she sees, and it led right to the back. With nowhere to go, she leans against the building to gather herself and reclaim her faculties, oblivious to the coming storm. Inside, he realized she left her belongings, so he grabbed them and chased, hoping she wasn't too far gone. He rushes out the door, realizing it's the back of the building, almost passing her, but notices she's still standing against the building with her head held back and eyes closed in the rain. As if in some sort of a trance, he quickly tucked her belongings under his shirt to cover them. She was soaked, but he'd never seen anything more lovely. Her hair lay flat from the weight of being wet. Her dress clung to every curve, every inch. And all he wanted to do was kiss and taste every inch of her body. He called to her, startling her from her trance. She opened her eyes but couldn't respond as he approached her. He asked her why she ran. She looked down and said she feared she'd betray him. She felt her body losing control and wanted to give him all of it. He placed his hand under her chin and said, "I have watched you for months and how the sadness grew in your eyes and the removal of your smile. I have respected his space long enough. Our dance told me that it's my time to love you." I lost my place, y'all. Hold on. "Our dance told me it's my time to love you from here on. So let me, please. And I will put the sun back in your face, the stars back in your eyes, and brighten your smile. And they shall never be dim again." Breathing heavily and without hesitation, she kissed him. He quickly lifted her dress. Between her thighs slid a hand. He sucked her juices from the two fingers he stuck inside her, looking straight in her eyes. Lifting her by her thighs, he paused, knowing there was one thing he desperately needed before he could enter her. He said, "Tell me." She said, "What?" He said, "Promise. Promise me you're mine." And that's that piece.
Diva,
mm-hmm.
Repeat that last line for me, because just as you were ending, I heard the dog bark.
Yeah, somebody's outside causing a ruckus. Okay, the last line is, looking straight in her eyes, seeing her by her thighs, he paused, knowing there was one thing he desperately needed before he could enter her. He said, "Tell me." He said, "What?" He said, "Promise. Promise me you're mine." And that's that piece.
Mm-hmm. You know what, Diva? Ooh, you do have a bedroom voice, girl. You got the it factor for telling a story.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
No, absolutely.
A song? We could definitely do a song. Hold on.
I need to cool off.
All right, hold on. What did I do? I was just at it. All right, how about this?
stretches off your body.
Yes, I love that song. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. And again, the dialing number is 319-527-6300. And y'all come on and press that one because I'm ready for another bedtime story. What about you, Diva?
Definitely. I'm always ready for a bedtime story. It don't even matter what time of day it is. You too.
All right.
So I'm going to open up this next microphone, and I believe this is our baby Diva. It's
what?
Baby Diva.
Hey. What's up, baby Diva? I haven't called you that in a long time.
I know, right?
I'm just enjoying the story so far. Good to hear you too.
Yes, we are enjoying it. When you think about this topic, Denise, about bedtime stories, are you able to tell a bedtime story? I know that's a silly question, but I have to ask it anyway.
I forgot how many stories I've actually written. I just don't get a chance to share them often. But short stories are my things. I like the ones sketch stories where they're open ended, something at least.
Okay.
All
right.
Well, we know you brought us a bedtime, a.k.a. sex story. So what I'm going to do is stand back. I'm going to put you in the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. All right, the title of this piece is A Series of Gentle Moments. I didn't expect you to be so still, like the presence that others think I have more often than I actually do. It's a rarity that I'm not trembling, just below the surface, pacing, not knowing what to do with myself, waiting to see you. To buy the time I bath, fit for a goddess, cinnamon infused with rose water and citrus, I softened your plate for you, using coconut oil mixed with light brown sugar. The sweetness lingered, I know, because I sampled myself for you. But that first embrace lingered, too. It was as warm and as soothing as those brief moments just before sunset. Calming my nerves, exciting my spirit, I wondered if that hazel gaze of yours glimpsed what I was feeling. You have this way of just knowing, so you told me to just breathe. And it was that pause before the lean in that settled me. Those I have may seem inadequate at a glance, as if the words aren't full enough. But I feel moments that matter in ways unlike most, like suddenly deciding to head outside so as to view the moon's fullness was nice, as in pleasurable, as in pleasing to my soul, so much so that my heart was racing, flowing so fully with just the residual warmth you carried in with you. I looked forward to the next moment with you, guiding me to a freshly made bed, letting its coolness shock me, drinking from me deeply, drawing the dampened length of your beard across my belly, capturing my intake of breath as the width of you stretched me, exploring me in ways I'd always imagined. You had me listening to the sound of your balls smacking my skirt, leaning in to then ask if I was ready to join you, to just relax for a while in your arms until the water cooled. But instead of letting me go, you poured more warmth into us, and we lingered, essentially.
Great, good God Almighty.
Go ahead, Debra. You go first.
I'm going to put my halo back on right now.
It's too late for the halo.
I think it's going to be a little slanted, a little tilted.
First of all, hello. When I heard that line, I sampled myself. I was like, wait a minute. Woo, woo.
That part.
I was like, what? Yes. Ooh, that was delicious. And
Thank you.
I was like, whoa. My.
Let me tell you something. That part right there that my diva just repeated, if I sampled myself for you, and then you talk about going out into the moonlight.
You work with magic in this piece.
You are definitely magic.
Girl, I'm telling you, and see, me being visual like I am, I'm seeing, honestly, what I'm seeing, now I'm putting myself in this piece, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you were talking to him, I'm picturing him not actually in the room yet with you. Maybe you're on the phone, you're on speakerphone, and as you tell him, I sampled myself for you,
You took one more dip in and one more run across your lips and your tongue with your finger. And you're still talking to him. This is at night, so the windows are open and the breeze is gently blowing through and the curtains are flowing. And you just look outside at the moon and you have to go out there. No clothes on. You're just going out there in nature and feeling, girl, you done took me somewhere with this thing.
Yes.
Down, because I'm going somewhere.
I love it.
So that piece was, oh, my God. I don't even have a word for it. But
favorite,
it was amazing.
Absolutely.
I love it. I might steal something out of that and put it in my little thing on my project I'm working on here. I might. That'll work.
Right. I love that you're working on too. I love that you're building on that series. Can't wait for the next part.
Thank you. Oh, I'm at number six. I'll get it to you as soon as I, you know, record it.
I'm hearing the future, but, I mean, it's not up to me.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to definitely talk about it. So, before we let you go, Baby Diva, now, you always got something going, and you are always working, whether it's the graphic design or, you know, another piece, but I know you got something going on, so would you please be so kind as to tell everybody what's happening with you?
I do have a couple of projects that I'm working on. It's just a combination of writing and recording, but what I'm doing is, like, as I'm able to share, the best place to see what's most up to date is on Instagram. It's essentially,
okay.
It's essentially underscore Janice, I'm sorry. But that's the best place to go to, because what I'm doing is, in my bio, I'll have like an updated link if it's something that's like been published or shared. But I have a couple things in the works, writing and recording. So as soon as it's ready, I will absolutely share.
Oh, I'm anxious, and you know I'm a fan, girl. Thank you for that, baby Diva.
Glad to be here. Thank you for the
space. That was definitely stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Well, she knows it's always open, Mike, waiting here for us. She know that, so. It's nice to still hear it from time to time. So I'm going to send you over there. Would you please be a dear? And I don't know what happened tonight, but Kalinda is in my ear, and I'm trying to let her know I ain't had nothing to do with him taking off tonight, okay? You're going to have to holler at him. So can you explain to her that I don't have anything to do with that, okay?
I'll help apply it on them for next week.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you, essentially, Johnny.
Yeah.
Where we
thank
affectionately
so
here at Efficient, we call her Baby Diva. I'm going to send you on over there to the lounge. One love.
Thank you, ladies.
One mic.
One love.
Diva. That piece right there, I'm telling you, I was there. I could see the moonlight and the night air coming in the window, and she just sitting on the edge of the bed talking to him. Or, you know.
I'm going to tell you.
And then she just.
I sampled myself for you. I saw all that.
I saw all that.
Lord have mercy.
Well, if I didn't live where I live, I'm trying to tell you, and I'm contemplating moving out here in the country. You know, I don't know. If I ever do, I promise myself that's on my bucket list. I'm gonna walk my naked ass out there under the moonlight. I'm so curious. Mm-hmm. You know I'll do it. But let's open up. Ooh, I'm having a high flash. All right, I gotta calm down. Let's open up this next microphone. This is one of our New York joints. I'm gonna open this up.
I'm about to phone right.
Yes, you are, because we got Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man, a.k.a. King Drip. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mojave. Hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey,
welcome to the Aquatic Love.
Hey, my favorite Philly Johns. How are you?
I'm trying to calm down a little bit, but I know it ain't going to last long, because you can ring it on the mic.
No.
So I feel like my cousin. I know nothing.
Oh wow! You're going to throw this out there.
Crazy. And if Zanis read another piece like that, goodness gracious me, oh my!
Did you hear that one line, Javi? I sampled myself for you. Oh my God!
Yeah, she definitely put that joint in there, and it was absolutely crazy how she actually pulled that put that in the middle of the joint. So you know, it was like a little nuts how that came off,
right?
Yes,
yo, I sampled myself. Can you imagine a woman sitting back telling you that shit? I sampled myself for you. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that is so hot.
Yeah. So, between that and the way she read it, it's just crazy. But, you know, I have to show her extra love for working on my project, which she did with the video, which was absolutely nuts. Like, I'm like, this is the nuttiest thing. And then, you know, like, the way she timed everything in the video with the words, it was like less words, but everything that she put in the video where I'm speaking with the words, it was like, it was so perfect, you know? And I was, she's like, yo, I had to work on this. I was like, yo, that is the dopest thing ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She is the bomb.com. I'm trying to tell you, she has done a couple of them from a couple of videos for me, and every last one of them are spectacular. I'm amazed. I really am. She does a wonderful, wonderful job on it, and I'm so appreciative. So I dig what she's saying, Hob. I really do. She is. She makes it happen. She make it do what it do. But
absolutely.
We got to get back to you, Dorlin. Okay. How you been?
I can't complain. I'm a little excited to be running about, and actually to know that I literally am like the headliner for this Texas show, and he's like, brother, you did your thing. He's like, you sold the most tickets, and the other person sold just as much, because she's local. So it was like, he's like, you're all the way up in New York. And some people hide, not unseen, like, you know, have bought tickets. And it's like, and then I keep forgetting how many people I actually, like, know or talk to, interact on many different levels. So I'm excited to be going someplace. Like, I have a feeling I'm going to end up going there 2 or 3 times a year. I have a feeling, right? So I'm excited at that. And then for all the stuff that's happening, like, for Atlanta for Yes Weekend, the Greenville Masquerade featuring the 100th Poetry Collective. Like, I'm excited for all these opportunities happening, you know, and not just that, but personal projects, things of that sort, moving, like writing different things, you know, helping to assist other people in their projects, you know, just doing generally stuff. Like, it's the stuff that keeps you alive, makes you flexing to everything else that's going on. So, you know, especially with rock storytelling, because it's damn, it works. And you can put on any show and make it work, because it's crack-a-lacking over here. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, what's going on? And I just like it. I just like what's going on, like, you know, and 50 Radio Universe, the Starship, it's the Squid Odd, just in case people didn't know that. I'm going to just say it 30 billion times. All right. That's all I wanted to say. I'm not going to play.
Congratulations. I see the success coming through for you, and you deserve it. You're an amazing person. But we got to get back to this bedtime stories. How good at you? How good at you? How would you say you can tell a bedtime story? I'm a little, you know what I'm saying.
I'm gonna see what I can do. Hold on, let me get myself set up real quick. Okay. All right. I think I'm ready. This is a little bit different, but I'm going to see what I can do with it.
The mic is yours.
All right. Let me see. Her dark skin looked like waterproof silk. The way that the beads of her sweat sped down her skin, in essence. Her effort, the production of sweat to cool, she was not polite. Actually, she was mean as fuck. The determination looking like a fight, her hips, a furnace, piston-driven, reverse Sibian, her passing a light, the sight of your face and groans taking place was fuel. She thought, his ass ain't never fucked a dark-skinned girl like me. Fuck that light-skinned cute. My pussy is better. She gripped him tighter and feeling his rod bending on him, how it is and it's going to end. And he talking about, you're going to end me. You're about to make me. Slow it down. And he's saying, fuck, fuck, fuck. And it's way too much. And she thought about how he ignored her text. She thought about how he curved her in front of his friends. And after staying up with her and watching movies and kissing at 5 a.m. with him trying to stay, she thought about how he kicked her, held her at the bus stop and talked about his grand and how the old dame had to be twice the lady because of the skin. That his eyes came from her grandfather's pale skin, green eyes and wavy hair that had let him pass, but her wit and moxie entranced him. Her skin bewitched him. And a fight had never given up the sentiment the day she allowed him in. He wasn't expecting it. She was ready for more, in truth. To have that much dedication to pursuit made her feel like he would never leave, and he didn't. She let him kiss his full and clumsy, fresh and anew, and him overwhelmed but gracious. But he was too novice. Between every kiss kept saying, I'm home. And she thought of all that as she twisted his hips. He had all that melange retreat. She had all the melange of three track and field championships. Lotties, Zumba for Zumba's cake, for the sake was her backside that he'd known in yoga pads to make motherfuckers scream and moan with each shift of hips that made the world seem like it was going to collapse. And that is when the fire happened. The searing of air, the sucking of everything out of the room, the dance and the woman, the pulsar doing the jitterbug, the trap swing music, and how the liter of water she drank transformed into the utmost what is desire, spilling like a knocked over cup, and she convulsed. Holding tight until she couldn't go and let go. He was in pieces, shattered but whole, hard but could not comprehend what just happened, how she did this to him, and how fast the yawning had come to feel full and empty at the same time, the sexual oxymoron that he couldn't deal with. But she pulled for him, curled into a ball, and she said to him, get out. You got what you came for. I don't need anything else from you. He wanted to protest, tell her that she was wrong, smack her ass and say, let's do it again, while biting her shoulder, but that made her even more mad. She said, you ain't got to go home, but you got to get the fuck out of here. You ain't staying here. Barely collecting his clothes, she began pushing him out the door. And that's peace.
Oh, whoa. Damn.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
You got this.
You know what? I feel like I was rooting for him. I'm like, no, no, let him touch you again. Let him get the weight. But damn, that was cool. Yeah, I'm feeling some type of way because I really, really, you know, I like my endings to stories. I like them to go the way I want them to go. And it's always like that push away for me was a build up to their bodies smashing into each other again. That piece was dope. I mean, you put me on the edge and then just,
Tell you, exactly. That's exactly how I felt about this piece. I'm like on the edge of my seat, and all of a sudden it was like, get out, what? Wait, what? And oh my goodness. And those expletives you were spitting, I liked it. I can't repeat those words. Oh, wow. That was delicious. And it was funny and it was great all at one time. That was dope. Love that piece. Oh, wow.
Ooh.
Well, you're a great storyteller.
Absolutely.
Great storyteller. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, that was decent. Well, before we release you, can you please, now we congratulate you on what you just told us that you have going on, but can you give us a rundown of what else you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe? Or as you like to say, Spacious Bastard, what you say?
I'm glad you asked me. Well, next Tuesday on the 50 Radio Universe, Starship, a For Real Entertainment Network, will we encourage you to take your socks off of the baby. Now, we have Flyspeak Open Mic, number 24, I believe, and I believe we are featuring Deep Thought Lyricist. Deep Thought is a terrible lyricist from Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin. And he's going to be a big badass on the thing. He's going to tell you why. He's going to be called the lyricist, a consummate poet and key world traveler. You know, we'll have a couple other people in the class, but he's the main issue. We're going to rock out with our socks up. And, make it pop. Hopefully, the ERU will be ready. And it's going to be super good and prepared. And stay tuned. I talked to Jason as I talked to him about that process. We're thinking about doing a little new section, you know? Maybe some black perspective. We call it, you know, unbelievable. But, you know, we'll talk more about that later, of course. You know, we have the 150.0 coming up. We have more war councils. November's Power Pack is an amazing, incredible show. Only found here at 9 p.m. every evening on the 50th day of the year. The Starship, where we boldly go, the poetry's never gone before.
Very, very nice. Very
nice. Yeah. Like, what's that? A little commercial. I'm like, yeah, I can go back and cut that and make that a commercial. I like that.
That's nice. I mean, you always are, as you being a creative, you are always coming up with something new and interesting. So I like that. That was dope. But I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. Essentially, Janice is over there. Hopefully, she did talk to Kalinda about a certain person that didn't come in tonight. You know, she was looking forward to it, and she's
questioning me as if I have any idea of his whereabouts. I don't. Okay? Mm-hmm. I don't. So, you know. But go on over there, grab yourself a drink. Lady A is over there, too. She giving French lessons, you know. Not that you need, you don't need to add that to your repertoire. You don't need it, okay? Because I know what kind of trouble
I got
call.
To stop the music on that. Give him what kind of lesson? What?
French. Français.
Okay. Hey, lady. Don't be giving out French lessons.
I'm gonna learn French, and I'm really gonna start.
I don't speak the language, but I know the actions.
Oh my goodness,
that's a fucked up laugh. If anybody would laugh like that around me, I'm just punching them. I'm like Jesus. I solemnly swear you up to no good. I'm just gonna punch you. I'm just gonna knock you out. I'm like, why are you punching? Because you laugh like that. And that's why I punch.
You can't.
That's the best. That's the one of those laughs. That's the laugh where somebody be like, "Yeah, I effed your mama." No, for real.
Yeah, oh my God. Yes.
You're a puncher, just real hard. Yeah. Why are you in jail? Yeah. I punched you through for laughing. Well, how do you laugh? Oh, yeah, I punched you. We just have to use
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. All right, Mahavi, as I always call you, Javi, I'm going to send you on over there. I want you to sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, one love, one mic.
Baby.
One love, yes, one mic.
One love, one mic. Let me do the for real. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man. Diva. I think we can do one more station. Oh, God. Y'all hear that? See, I'm going to the back. I'm not feeling it. I don't know if y'all heard that, but I'm not feeling it. Let me go to the back room because that's not cool. Yeah, that's not cool at all. I don't play. That was too close for comfort for me. I'm sorry. I'm going to sit right here in the bathroom. But Diva, this was done. I don't see any more hands up. And I think this was an amazing show. What was I saying? That gunshot threw me off a little bit.
Got a little discombobulated, did you?
Yeah, it did. It did because it made me actually jump because it was like right across the street and I ain't feeling it.
Right.
Okay. That's something I will never get used to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It made it worse. The window was open, so I'm really like.
Oh my goodness! Yes. Well, Diva, this was a delicious, delectable show. Oh my goodness! I mean, the bedtime stories were on, and they were dope, and they were arousing. They were just freaking fantastic. For lack of a better word than that. But, yes. Anyway, since we have no more callers, I would like to thank everybody who came in tonight and spit those amazing stories. And I bet my diva probably won't get much sleep tonight. And I'm going to try to. But anyway,
oh,
guys, stay safe. All right, Diva. We'll see. So
after I get some hot water, definitely. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take off now. And God bless you guys, and thank everybody for listening and streaming online. So we appreciate you. Diva?
Yes, what she said. I want y'all to continue to get that good relationship going with yourself. You know, continue to love and respect one another. And be sensible. There's germs are still out here messing with folks I know because my allergies are going haywire, okay? And I love you guys for calling in, giving us those, and pieces. Lord, have mercy. Y'all just cut up tonight, okay? And those of you that just streamed online or just called in and listened, I thank you for that support as well. And with that, everybody, I'm going to say peace.